Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. We are going to get to meet a new friend today, Justin Carnes.
How's it going?
Really good. Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be so fun. Y'all, Justin is one of our newest Sagemont staff members.
Woohoo.
Yay. Woohoo. I love the woohoo. Official title.
Director of Membership and Hospitality.
There you go. Listen, if you have been at Sagemont over the last month or so and walked through the lobby, you've probably seen Justin. You, and I will say this, you have done such a good job of coming in on Sunday mornings and being purposeful to be present, to meet people, to be out and about talking and all that kind of stuff. So thank you.
Yeah, of course.
And that's so important.
My wife says I'm there to shake hands and kiss babies and then make sure that I'm present. And it's kind of hard to miss the big bald guy running around the lobby. And so it's definitely been a lot of fun.
I love it. And I love that you've jumped in. And it's really cool because the little bit I've gotten to know you, it is very much your natural bent that God has given you.
Yes.
You're not like having to fight this. Okay, I've got to get out there and talk to people. Like, that's how he created you.
Oh, definitely. I show up ready to go, ready to talk to people, ready to be in and about. Sometimes when I go home, then I have to remember I have to turn it back off.
Right.
Because I take that excitement home with me.
Yeah.
Which sometimes is wanted, sometimes not.
Right. Yeah. Different levels where you are.
Just bring it down.
But for this position, it really is cool.
Definitely.
To see God using the gifts that he's given you in a very specific way.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Okay, so I want everybody to get to know you a little bit. So I want you to share just your salvation story.
Sure.
And then I'm going to ask you some other questions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I was saved and then baptized at the age of 6 at Bayshore Baptist over in LaPorte. That's where we grew up until high school, where we went over to First Baptist Pasadena.
Okay. Do you have siblings?
I do not. I'm an only child.
Are you? Okay.
I definitely fit the only child build, unfortunately.
It makes sense now that I know.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't need a judge.
It's all right.
But in that, I also got to do a lot of different things that I guess a lot of kids that would have siblings didn't get to do. So my parents took me everywhere with them, no matter what they were doing. So I got to talk to anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
And so it kind of created this comfort of getting to talk to people that I think a lot of people don't get. And so
absolutely.
Now I get to do it for a living.
I love that. And listen, if you have children, have them talk to adults. It's definitely so important for kids and teenagers to be able to talk to adults. Like, it's a deal.
Well, like, creates that personality that they'll use for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. So, graduated from LaPorte.
Yes, ma'am.
What year?
2009.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And then?
I went to University of Kansas.
He wore the right shirt today.
Yes.
Rocking
my Jayhawk gear.
There you
gear.
Go. I love it. So, went up there, played football?
Yes.
All 4 years?
Three of the four. Yes.
Okay. Graduated from there?
Yes.
Okay.
Bachelor in economics.
Awesome.
They always tell you that you're a student.
Economics. Interesting.
Yes.
Do you like math?
Yes. I actually enjoy math.
I love math, too.
I didn't say I was good at math.
But it's fun.
But I enjoy math. Uh-huh. No, I went after the right papers and stuff like that. That was something I enjoyed a lot more. It just happened to coincide with the two. So
That's so cool. Okay. So grew up in the church, accepted Christ, got baptized at a very young age.
Yes.
As you were growing up, did you struggle with, did I really do that? Do I need to do it again? Or was it something where you were like, no, I know that I did, and it was just a confirmation as you got older?
No, I think pretty early on, I was pretty set in that I didn't have any doubts of my salvation.
That's amazing.
Now, that was also reinforced. I grew up like going to church. My mom played the organ. My dad ran sound. So like we lived at church. And then I went to First Baptist Christian Academy too.
Okay.
And so Jesus was getting poured into me in a lot of different areas. And so there wasn't any time in my life where I felt like there was like a hiccup or a doubt that I was saved and that God had. Like,
that's awesome.
Touched my life.
That's so good. Okay. Now, the interesting thing I do know about you is this is your first job at a church.
Yes.
In ministry.
Yes.
Which I think is really cool. Because I was the same way. I was never in ministry. I didn't go to seminary, any of that, until I came to work here.
That's awesome.
And so I love how God draws people from everywhere. There's not like this mold. And you don't have to know when you're 16 that you're going to do ministry. You just keep saying yes to the Lord and where he takes you.
At 16, I would have told you emphatically that was not what God was going to do with me.
Sure.
Even 5 years ago, I think I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, we're at church. We do a lot of different things. We volunteer. We do all this stuff. But that's not where God wants me full-time vocationally.
Right. Yeah.
And so.
Okay. So tell me, okay, I want to ask how you ended up here and what you used to do before you came here, but I don't want to miss out on, you have a sweet family. Tell us about your family.
Yeah. I have married to my wife, Crystal, for 11 years in May. Okay. And then I have two boys. I have Jackson, who's 8, and Kyler, who's 6.
Okay.
And so they are them and baseball, and that's kind of our world right now.
Yeah. So fun. So what were you doing before Sagemont?
So I was in sales. Okay. In the oil and gas and the water wastewater, which is not so glamorous, but it's where I cut my teeth and kind of started this process of doing sales for almost 10 years before I felt like God was calling me to do something different and do something greater.
Okay. So tell, and I've heard a little bit of this story, but tell me about kind of the call that you, or the call you really felt on your life this last fall.
Yeah.
To like, hey, maybe I'm supposed to be doing ministry. And then what that looked like.
So it was definitely a whirlwind that kind of hit my life. We, the company that I was with at the time basically was getting moved out of Houston in a slow way. And so my position was one that kind of got alienated. And I said, okay, we'll start this process, start looking for an opportunity. I had somebody reach out and said, hey, I got one for you. We'll get the process rolling. Said, awesome. And then that next Sunday at church, we were sitting down and we were moving some stuff in our classroom because we had just moved classrooms. Our class was growing. The Sunday school class connection group I was going to, I got done. And one of the guys that I had like been mentoring and had kind of like walked with me for in faith came up and said, hey, I raised my hand during the invitation today. Can you be praying for me? Which very much confused me because it was someone who had taught my class who I had been walking with. I was like, why are you raising your hand during the invitation?
Right.
What I didn't know, because went home immediately and we're like trying to find out what was happening, was that sermon was about calling the called, which is reaching out to the people who are in the church, who are currently doing things like for God, but maybe that God is calling you to something more or to vocation. And Crystal was like, hey, you should be praying about that and see what maybe God has that in your life. And I was like, no. Like the same thing I would have told you in high school, which is like, I'm doing enough. Like God's doing me some things in me now, but I don't think that's the full extent of that. And over the next couple courses of weeks and some gentle prodding, kind of started looking at it. I was like, okay, this is where God wants me. And so I reached out to some spiritual mentors that we had, and Tom Gamble and a couple other folks. And it was something that we started opening it up and started the process of finding where we fit and where our family can fit in ministry.
And that was what, like September, October?
September, yeah.
Okay. And so you didn't start here. And it's like May.
Yes.
And so in that time period, you didn't go get another job.
I did not.
Right. And so talk a little bit about, it's one thing to have 2020 looking backwards. But in those days and months of saying, God, I feel like this is something you're doing, I'm going to trust you, and then actually walking that out. Talk a little bit about how, and for your wife and your family, for y'all to make that decision and then stick with it for, not forever, but a good amount of time to have to go, okay, Lord, we aren't seeing it, but we trust you.
Yeah, so one of the first things we did was, between me and Crystal, was sit down and say, hey, can we do this? Is this something that...
Right.
One, is it physically responsible? Is it something that we can do as a family to not put stress on our family or do anything like that? And some blessings that have happened in our lives and her career put us in a position where we could do so. And so started this process of looking and praying about it pretty emphatically. And one of the things that one of my youth pastors said is God answers questions in three ways: yes, no, and not right now. Unfortunately, not right now was not the answer I wanted to hear.
I don't think ever any of us. I would rather a yes or a no. Not right now is hard.
It's almost the mom maybe.
Right.
You're like, I don't know what that actually
means. What does that mean? Yes.
Which is, looking back was a good thing because it made me dig deeper and continue this process.
Yep.
But it was very confusing for a long time. I was like, man, why is this taking so long? Why is this process going longer than I think it should have? Or maybe it doesn't make sense in my timing or what I understood. Now, of course, in hindsight, you look back and like, man, all these things had to line up perfectly and God was working all things to his good.
Absolutely.
It was just, can I be in it? Which we always laugh. It's Woody and Forky. I don't know if you've ever seen Toy Story 4.
Yes.
Him dragging Forky.
Yes.
That's how I think sometimes my walk is. Is sometimes I'm walking good with God and then sometimes God's just like dragging me across the ground.
Yeah, let's go.
Which is fine. Hey, as long as I'm here and walking with him, we're doing what we're supposed to do.
Listen, that'll preach. Like, that of like, hey, as long as I'm with God, even if it scraped me knees and scraped toes, as long as I'm with him, let's do the thing.
We can figure it out.
Yes. I love that. That's super good. And I think it's so neat when you talk about God's timing. And I think how you ended up here, when you ended up here at Sagemont, is one of those things that I think is such an will be probably for the rest of your life, yeah, a great encouragement to other people that are looking and going, why am I still waiting? What am I supposed to be doing? Because the fact that the position you're in didn't even open up until like April.
Yeah.
And then I think this is really fun. So your oldest son.
Yes.
Was in Savannah Morris's class, second grade class at Bay Area.
Yep.
And listen, it was Savannah's first year to teach at Bay Area. Right. And Savannah is Jonathan Morrison's wife.
Yes.
And the fact that you weren't working, you did the field trips and did the things with your son and got to meet Savannah. And I mean, y'all, it's one of those where you go, listen, it's not just luck. Like, God is so purposeful in how he ordains our steps. And I think so often people don't see that in their own lives.
Yeah.
And yours is so clear that I think it's such a great thing for other people to get to see.
Me and Crystal were talking about it recently. Was like, there's all these things that like we could have made decisions differently that would have not necessarily fallen into where God's plan was having for me at the time. Mm-hmm. And yes, like that is a big one. And it was funny because we look back and I think Savannah had asked me multiple times, like, hey, like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? And I've never been one to like ask for anything. And like, especially in that regard, I was like, man, if God's going to do it, like God's going to do it in his time.
Right.
And finally Crystal was like, hey, like she's asked multiple times, please do what she's asked you to do and like send her your information and everything else. And so it definitely, and it timed up of course perfectly with the way the situation was. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have done that earlier.
Right.
But it was a good thing.
Timing worked out just awesome. And I don't know if you know this, cause I just thought about it. I was teaching Wes Holloman's son.
Really?
When Wes approached me about the position I'm in now at Bay Area.
That's awesome.
Isn't it crazy?
That's
why I think I love your story with all of that, because I'm like, this is what the Lord does when he has like knows where you're supposed to be. And then, and I will tell you this, and I know you know this, but I will tell you this and anybody else listening, in 4 years when you're like, oh, this is hard. Sharing that story again, reminding yourself of that story again is the thing when you go, okay, Lord, you were real purposeful in having me here and doing a thing. So in the position you're in here.
Yes.
Tell everybody all the things you're over.
Okay.
Because it's a plethora.
So all of the volunteer groups that go into first time guest or greeting or any of that. So it's the greeters, the ushers, the guest host, the first time guest parking lot, the ministry booth, the ladies and gentlemen that sit behind Pastor Levi on Sunday mornings, all of those groups fall under my purview and making sure that they're there, they have the tools they need and things like that.
Yeah. Do you do the people that get, I say get because it's, you talk to them and they think it's, they love what they're getting to do, that come down at the end of service and like walk people to the connection center after altar call.
Yeah. So that's one of the cooler groups and coolest groups that you get to interact with. Cause they get to see it right after
they're so the decision's pumped.
Been made.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a cool group to get to work with.
Yeah. Yeah. I've talked to some of them and they're like, it's the best getting to be right there when people have just given their lives to the Lord and you're getting to interact with them and stuff, which is so fun.
That's an interesting group. It's also a group that my first week, I didn't know who was all part of that group because they're still learning everybody's names.
Sure.
And not knowing like who's walking people out. And we were looking in on that and all of a sudden I saw Savannah walking out with someone and I was unaware at the time that Savannah's part of my team. And so of course I freak out and run back in there and I was like,
why are there not enough people?
Is there enough people? Like, did I do something wrong here?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm part of this team. I was like, oh, okay.
Good. I'm serving.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. I love it. So all of that hospitality on Sunday morning is what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. And because, you might have heard this already, but especially if people have been here, you've been at Sagemont for very long. When you ask people what's one of the things that draws you to Sagemont, they will say it's so friendly.
Yes.
And that's a huge part of that team. The greeters at the door. I mean, it's everybody, but it is a lot of just that every step there's somebody going, we're glad you're here. What do you need? Where can we take you?
And it's very much part of that is making sure that people when they come here, they feel greeted, they feel comfortable, and they feel home. I mean, we're trying to create a church home for people. And how do you do that?
Love that. So all the hospitality stuff.
Yes.
But then also...
all the membership.
All the membership stuff.
So, of course, the process of becoming a member at Sagemont, three-step process. Have a profession of faith that you believe in Jesus Christ and you saved your life. You've been baptized through immersion. And then you become part of DSL, which is our Discovery Sagemont Luncheon. Mm-hmm. We do it once a month. It gives more information about the church, about what we believe and things like that, the history of the church. Mm-hmm. Levi gives more information about himself and once again talks about salvation again. And that's the three-step process that we go through for membership and all of that. It's also fall under me, depending on where you are in that process. Might be reaching out to you and like, hey, encourage you to do this next step to get you there.
Yeah. Complete the process. Do the thing. I love it because, y'all, and one thing I will say that you're not over that somebody might have a question about is baptism.
That's correct.
That is Dr. Denny Autry.
Yes.
And so if you are someone that's like, hey, I've done the profession of faith, maybe I went to DSL before, because there's not a specific... I mean, baptism hopefully is after profession of faith, but DSL could kind of happen wherever. I mean, I know we've had people sign up for it and they're like, this is my first Sunday to ever be at Sagemont, but I looked online and saw this. So we signed up because they want to come learn more about Sagemont,
of course,
which is great. And so, but for baptism, it's reaching out to Dr. Denny, go to the Connection Center on a Sunday morning, talk to them, email him, reach out to him. Cause coming up real soon,
big Texas baptism. Nope.
Yes.
Baptism at the Cross.
Baptism at the Cross. June 29th, Sunday, June 29th, we have our patriotic celebration.
Yes.
Which is so fun.
We're very excited about it.
It is. Are you getting to dive in and help with that and do some? Because this is also, just so for y'all to know, so Ben Niskavitz is our missions pastor, and hospitality membership is under him.
Yes.
And so you get to do, you're under the mission umbrella. And patriotic celebration is very much evangelical outreach. It is mission minded. We want to talk to people about Jesus when they're walking on our campus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I got told. Voluntold, I guess is a good way to say that, that I am part of the event setup and cleanup, our breakdown, which super excited about, and then also the registration. So when we get there, I want to make sure everybody gets registered so we know who's members of Sagemont here already, who's visiting, who's new on our campus, to make sure that if we do get an opportunity to talk to them about Jesus.
Yeah. And I would say last year, I think, was the first year that we had people, when they walked on campus, register and get like a wristband.
Yes.
So we know if you're a visitor or if you're a member, just so we know, we can talk to people. We want to engage and get to talk to people that are coming on our campus, especially if they don't know Jesus, to get to talk to them about that. And so if you are a member, please be the example with a smile on your face. Go let us know you're here. Register, get your little band, and make sure that you are helping that process.
If you see somebody trying to get your registration, please don't run away from them.
No, just be sweet. Walk over. Yes. And encourage the people around you. If you see somebody without a band on, say, hey. Even if they go, I'm already a member. Yeah, let us know. We want to know.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here. And I think also, talk a little bit about the Saturday before the patriotic celebration. Like, they're what people are going, like, knocking door to door.
Yes. So we have, I think, 4,000 flyers that we're trying to give out, going door to door, different places in the area, trying to make sure people know about patriotic celebration to have an opportunity to come, one, and have a great time, because it's going to be a wonderful time.
It's so much fun.
But also, like, get to witness to people in our area that maybe haven't heard the gospel before, or maybe haven't heard it in a long time, and reminded them, hey, Jesus does love you.
Yeah.
He did die for you. And, like, going through that process with them again to make sure, like, how important that is.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited about that, getting to come and getting to share in that way, too. And so forth.
I think it's great. Yeah. And it's really cool, y'all, because if you come to Sagemont, you get to hear Pastor Levi every single Sunday share the gospel. And then also say, hey, this is, as Christians, as believers, this is what we all should be doing. Yeah. We're not just inviting people to church to hear Levi do it.
Which is great.
Which is awesome and a huge blessing. But we as believers should be sharing the gospel.
Yes.
And so I don't remember who it is. Somebody on staff, I think it's maybe Ron Ingram, I heard say this, talked about low hanging fruit. Y'all, Patriotic Celebration is a great opportunity for low-hanging fruit. People are walking onto our campus that don't know the Lord. You don't have to go across the world. You don't have to go knock on a door. You don't have to make a cold call to somebody. They literally are walking onto our campus, and we're going to be able to share the gospel with them. Mm-hmm. And I know last year when we did that, it was really cool how many people accepted the Lord. Yeah. Standing in the parking lot talking to somebody, and they were like, no, I don't, but I want to. And right then and there. And so as believers and members of Sagemont, this is a great opportunity for all of us to get to do this.
Exactly.
I love it. I love that we have this opportunity, because we tell people all the time,
yes,
you should be doing this.
But now we give you a pointed way to do so. And we take away a lot of the nervousness of it being offsite or being a business or someone's house. Like, nope, it's on campus. You get to do it right here underneath the cross.
That's right. And they shouldn't be shocked. They walked onto a church's campus, right? And so
you should know what you walked into.
Right. Hopefully, you know, they're walking on going, somebody should hopefully talk to me about the Lord and what they believe here and encourage me in that.
Yes.
So, and so we have baptisms. We'll be going on at the foot of the cross in the pond and the lake at the foot of the cross. So that'll be really, it's always so fun to get to watch those and see that. And then also our Sagemont and Quantro band.
Be playing music.
Is going to be playing music for us, and that's really fun. And so, and then of course the bouncies and the food trucks and the
food trucks.
Bring your blanket, bring a chair, bring. And then at the end of the night,
fireworks.
And
they're a lot of fun.
It's usually a really good fireworks show,
which is perfect.
It's so fun. It's super fun. So, and listen, there's no charge. Come hang out. I mean, if you want to buy a snow cone, you got to have some money to do that. But bring your cooler, bring your chairs, come out. Starts at 5:00. Fireworks are at 9:00, and then we're done. It's so fun. If someone just heard you say, hey, I'm in charge of setup and tear down, and they're like, how do I help with that?
Yeah. There is, if we go online and we go to the Patriotic Celebration, there's going to be a sign up for volunteers.
Cool.
And it gives a different breakdown of where you'd like to volunteer at. If you'd like to help with breakdown or setup, we can help with that.
Awesome.
If you want to help out with registration, you can help with that. Or if you want to help out on our evangelism team, mm-hmm. which are our teams that are going to be walking around actively telling people about Christ and what they've done in their life and how he can affect the people that are theirs.
Yeah.
And so any of those things that you would like to do, if you want to volunteer in any of those, please sign up.
It's a great next step. If you've been like, hey, I'm not sure what my next step is. Serve.
Exactly.
Come serve at Patriotic Celebration. So, so you've been here, what, a month-ish?
Yeah, a little over a month.
A little over a month. What is something that after you've been here that you're like, man, I'm looking forward to this. This is something I see the Lord doing that I'm excited to be here and get to be a part of.
I think seeing the amount of people who actively want to serve mm-hmm. is like such a huge encouragement to me. Because I've been in places before where like getting people to serve is very difficult. It's a weekly process where you're constantly on the phone and trying to say, hey, get people up here, get active buy-in. And every time that there's been a call to volunteers, mm-hmm. call to service, like, hey, we need people for this, we have an overwhelming response. I mean, Michelle talked about it with VBS. I see it in my groups on Sunday mornings, and we're starting to see it with Freedom Celebration, which is just so many people, Patriotic Celebration, excuse me.
Yeah.
So many people want to help and volunteer, mm-hmm. and it's so encouraging to us, and trust me, we will find you a place.
Yes, there's something for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then starting to use those gifts that you have mm-hmm. to God's glory, and sometimes you just don't know you have the ability to do so.
That's right.
And sometimes you don't know, like, hey, where can I serve? And if you ever have that question, you can always reach out to us. We can definitely find somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to put you somewhere you're uncomfortable.
That's right.
Kids
ministry is not the only place.
Yes, and I'm not going to make you as an introvert go stand in our front door and greet people every day and shake hands. That's not going to be your thing, but we can find somewhere for you to get plugged in and be part of it.
Absolutely. I love that. I think that is a really neat thing that we're getting to see is people going, I want to serve.
And that's what we're encouraging people. So that's talk about three services and going to the three services is that idea is that we get to come and do corporate worship with Levi and everything, how great that is. We go to a Connect group and get poured into there and then come and serve.
That's right.
And it doesn't have to be in that order by any means.
Right.
But getting an opportunity to do all three, which are kind of our key tenets.
Yeah. You can do all of those things on a Sunday morning.
Exactly.
It's great. I'm super glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
You've done a really good job. You have brought great energy And it's been really fun. And so love that you're here. Guys, when you see Justin on Sunday morning in the lobby, go up, introduce yourself. I know he's wanting to get to know people.
Yes.
Because I will. If you stand by in the lobby, he's like, who's that? Tell me their story. Who are they connected to? Like, you are being very purposeful, wanting to get to know people. So please, if you see Justin, go up, introduce yourself. Let him know. Give him a couple of facts about yourself. I know that always helps me remember people.
Definitely.
And so get to know Justin. And if you want to serve for Patriotic Celebration, it is not too late. Reach out. Let us know. We'd love for you to come and help serve and be a part of that. So thanks for hanging out today.
Yeah, thank
We're
you
glad you're
me.
At Sagemont.
Glad to be here.
It's super fun. Y'all, thanks for hanging out at Table Talk. We will see you next time.